Speaking before a joint legislative committee, State Department of Correction Director Ray Hobbs said the influx of parole violators into the system over the last year is only part of the problem.
The trend that we're seeing is they're coming in younger, they're staying longer, and they're more violent.
49% of inmates are classified as violent, and Hobbs says nearly 30% of current state inmates will likely be there for life. But for the rest, he says, reentry programs are key.
To make sure we equip the inmates with everything we can, education, voter skills, or any kind of skills to give them a fighting chance to go out and come back and be a productive sentence.
This would significantly help inmates readapt and cut back on recidivism, corrections officials claim. Sheila Sharp, director of the Department of Community Corrections, says more funding is needed to increase the number of parole officers in the state.
We think additional supervision officers are going to make all the difference in the world. We simply don't have enough.
Sharp says parole officers have an average caseload of 118 parolees, making it hard to keep track of every former inmate reentering society. The state still has more immediate problems dealing with a large number of current prisoners. Legislature's approval to open 600 new beds in a special session earlier this month was meant to only temporarily alleviate overcrowding, so prison authorities also plan to ask the legislature to approve funding for a new 1,000-bed prison, the construction of which is estimated to cost between $75 and $100 million. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.